So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time, and we have Dom's Money Melody coming up for a great prize. Be ready for that. But first, he's the head of the Republicans in Pennsylvania, Greg Rothman, state senator. And as I mentioned, we often talk with him about the PIAA. The affordability thing has gone so wild that we're just watching on Fox a hearing in the House on youth sports affordability. Wow. Let's go to Greg Rothman here on Talk Radio 1210. Chairman, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, and happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me on.
You are welcome. And we'll get to, of course, the big lead today, Vice President Vance here in Pennsylvania, Greg. But it's come to this, and I think some of it might be the Republicans trying to drill down on this and show the country they're on the affordability thing, but a big hearing on the high cost of youth sports. You are uniquely positioned of anybody I could get to speak about this, PIAA plus the political side with you. Your thoughts on what's happened with that?
Well, look, it's also, you know, the way we've parents have taken sports, and I mean, my kids played sports and these club sports and year long playing sports. And thinking that every kid's going to get a NIL contract and a scholarship. We should just let our kids enjoy playing. I mean, that's, you know, I used to buy a pair of cleats, and the first year they were too big, and the second year they fit perfectly, and the third year they were a little tight. And that's, you know, growing up in the 70s.
Yeah.
That's what you did with your equipment. And the best gloves were the hand-me-downs. I had a cousin who would give me his bats. Well, you know, that's, we don't think that way. Everything's got to be brand new. And you wonder why things cost so much. And we have, as Americans, have, you know, we've got to get back to saying, well, what's, you know, what is value? Not what
right.
was the cost. So, so I don't know. It's a tough issue, but you know, to think about this whole affordability stuff after 4 years of Joe Biden, where we saw, you know, 9% on inflation, we saw wages going down by 1%. And now we have inflation under control at 2.8, I think, and wages actually going up by 4%. to listen to the Democrats talk about affordability, I mean, it's like, my goodness, there are arsons who started a fire and then show up with a squirt gun going, what are you doing to put it out? And
Trump. And, yeah, you're on the front line on that. I'm a bit more, I agree with that. That's the rationale. Did it in Jersey, in your view, though, a blue state, all that, we know that. Did that ring the bell in the end? It kind of, I'm sitting here, and the national media, Greg, is saying that Mikey Sherrill is governor at 8:43 that night. I can't get over it. We thought it was a one-point race one way or the other. Was affordability? She got away with saying, I will stop those electric price things going on the first day.
Yep, which are a direct result of this green new energy deals and the cap and tax programs. Right. But here's why we lost the election in November 2025. In Pennsylvania, where we lost all over the place, and Mississippi, Georgia, New Jersey, Virginia, right? Around the country. Here's why we lost. If the Philadelphia Eagles send out 7 players and the Oakland Raiders send out, well, it's a bad analogy, but they send out 12 players, guess who's going to win?
50, right, yeah.
You can't win when Democratic turnout's at 50%, presidential-level years, and Republican turnout's only at 30%. Right. And you just can't win. So we need our voters to turn out. Now, I don't think they're turning out, Don, because I think they're seeing, hey, things are great. You know what? I got extra hours to work, and I'm not going to get taxed on the overtime. I'm going to work. Hey, my kids, I'm going to spend more time with my family. I want to, right? I mean, no tax on tips. They are not complacent. They are happy. I mean, they're content. And when you're content, you don't go out and vote. You don't drive through the rain and the sleet to go vote. And Democrats, there's nothing else they could do this election than to show their, how upset they are with all the accomplishments that Donald Trump has had in the first 9, 10, 11 months.
But I think they're going to do that again in the midterms. They want to get at Trump. They hate him, the Democrat vote. And what's our counter to that? What's the motivation to get people out?
So you have seen in the last week, President Trump was here in Pennsylvania today. I just got done with Vice President Vance. They are going to take the message to Pennsylvania. They're going to take the message. And that is going to hope to, we hope that'll get inspire the Trump voters. And there's clearly, a group of voters who show up to vote for Donald Trump, and they do vote down ballot for every other Republican too, but did not show up in 2025 and didn't show up in off-year elections like in 2018 either, or 20, that's
right.
That happens. So historically it happens, but we know what's going to happen if we lose control of Congress and the Democrats take back Congress. They're going to stop the president's agenda. They're going to investigate the president, and they're going to impeach him probably more than once. And so it's incumbent upon us to say, look, there's a huge difference between the economy under Joe Biden and under Donald Trump, just even in the first year. And if you want to keep that going, you want to keep these jobs. We had great job numbers come out this morning for November. If you want to keep seeing your wages go up, which we've seen, if you want to see the taxes that you have to pay go down, which you're going to start seeing as people file their taxes at the end of the year, they're going to start getting big refunds. No tax on tips. I mean, what greater message can you send to working people in Pennsylvania that, hey, look, you know what, we're not going to tax your tips, or you want to work a little overtime, we're not going to tax that either. These are good things. And, the making permanent the Trump tax cuts, the largest tax cut in history, is going to help us too. And we're actually seeing, my family's real estate. That's what I've done all my life. We're seeing the prices of houses not go up, not double like they did under Biden, but actually stay flat. And rent's actually coming down. The last 4 months, we saw rent come down. J.D. Vance said, well, that's a direct correlation between the fact that we had 10, 20, million illegal immigrants come to the United States and take those houses, sometimes paid for by the government, and rent those houses, and take the jobs, too. So, and these are private sector jobs, not government jobs.
Yeah, the best part of Vance, and you were actually there helping to quarterback the ground and all this, Greg Rothman, but that I saw was the immediacy of talking about, it was brilliant, tax season, which means after the new year, we all start getting the forms, we start looking at our taxes. So we're not going to have to wait to the midterms. You're going to see this kicking in then. And Vance enunciating that today was exactly an intermediate goal here that people are going to see.
Yeah, and by the way, the just cynical, Josh Shapiro talking about affordability, I'm not sure he ever used the word during the Joe Biden administration, during his presidency. Never once said, oh, my goodness, we're going to print more money. That's going to prices are going up. Oh, my gosh, people are hurting because of the what was it called? The Inflation Reduction Act. Only government can come up with something as cynical as that.
Yeah.
And we're seeing, by the way, we're seeing Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, exactly what those of us who were criticizing it said was going to happen, that premiums go up, you wouldn't be able to pick your doctor, the health care services are worse. And then you wonder, well, we told you this was going to happen. And so there's Bernie Sanders, a senator from Vermont, saying, looks like we're going to have to go to universal health care. Looks like we're going to have to go to government-run health care.
What should the Republican message? Now, the president tomorrow night's addressing the nation. I don't remember how many times he's done that in prime time. It's pretty rare. But what would you say in Pennsylvania works as the message? I'm looking at some of these things that are going to happen due to Obamacare. We had one today from the RNC, I think Greg put it out. The bronze thing for a family of four would be $27,000 a year with a $13,000 deductible, and your out-of-pocket cost could go to $20,000 before it's capped. It's staggering. I can't even say the numbers. They can't be true.
Well, but this is what happened. We subsidized health care. Mm-hmm. We required the health insurance companies to provide services that in many cases people didn't even want.
Right.
And then you wonder why the prices go up. So what we need is a free market solution. We need the actual user of the health insurance, that the customer, the patient, to have some say in it, to have some skin in it. And we need transparency, and we need some common sense. Like, why should the health insurance companies have to provide pick whatever the service is for someone who doesn't need it? And then also keep in mind, we had a lot of illegals getting health care, and someone had to pay for that. And so we think that shutting down the borders and getting rid of the flow of illegals into the United States who are a drain on the healthcare system will be helpful. But I also think always the free market. I mean, let's expand health savings accounts and medical savings accounts. Let's have more transparency when it comes to healthcare decisions, and let's let doctors and their patients make the decisions instead of bureaucrats.
The thing I do want to commend you for the most, though, today is your drive, and you've been clever about this, done all kinds of things, to vote by early voting, mail-in ballots, all the things we've talked about, Greg. How is that going for the midterms? Is there some campaign, something you're noodling up to do that? Because, again, it's like we're playing the Oakland Raiders. They're playing. We're playing one quarter. They're playing 10 games.
Yep, so absolutely. We are going to be promoting and pushing what's called in-person early voting. That's where you show up to your county, you show them your driver's license, you fill out an application, they hand you the ballot, you fill it out there, you stick it in the box, you hand it back to them. You can, if you want to take it home with you and put it in the mail, you can do that, but you can fill it out right there. It's that you can do weeks in advance of the election. It's called early in-person voting. Governor Shapiro did it. I've done it. For a lot of our voters, just the way we've sort of, the demographics have changed, our voters are the people that are working or that have kids that they have to take care of, or they, sick parent, or they're the first responders. If you run a small business and it's 7:30 and a customer comes in and needs something, guess what? You're not leaving your business to go vote and you miss voting. And so we're going to encourage people to vote early and vote early in person. And you can still vote by mail. We want them to vote by mail. And you can still vote on election day if you want. But we can't, you're right. Like, we can't let them have 30 days of voting, the Democrats, and we have one day of voting.
It's
just mathematically not possible.
That's you and our guy, Scott Presler, both saying the same thing.
Yeah.
This way you can be assured, no shenanigans with your vote. This is foolproof. It's going to be, you're going to be counted. And it, this way, you'll know you've done it. You'll spread the word. It won't be that we see these numbers where they look like they're a million points ahead and people get depressed. I commend you. This is not an easy thing. But if we don't do it, we know what the consequence is going to be.
Yeah, and that's the bottom line. If we want to go back to, gosh, I just heard this morning gas is the lowest it's been in three and a half years.
Right.
It's under $3 to pump near me, and that's still with the outrageous Pennsylvania 58% gas tax, which we should cut also. But, you know, if you want to go back to record high gas prices and record high food prices, and, I mean, no one's talking about the price of eggs right now because that all was done under the Biden administration, and they knew what they were doing. I mean, they just they were printing money, which leads to inflation. And the inflation, you know, that is why we saw those huge increases in pricing. So I think President Trump has solved the border crisis. You know, we have very little illegal border crossing. He's figuring out, you know, these tariffs. I mean, there probably should have been some smoothing. But the reality is that other countries have treated our products poorly, and we want to make more things in the United States. And if we make more things in the United States, it's better for all of us. Especially when you talk about steel, there's all kinds of investments just in Pennsylvania, $100 billion of investments coming to Pennsylvania. So, you know, I do think we're going to see by the time the primary comes around next spring, you know, people are going to say, well, I like this. I like having more money in my bank account. I like the government taking less of my money. And I like the fact that wages are going up. I mean, because you're not going to see, when the prices go up by 25%, you're not going to see them fall by 25%. And we don't want deflation either. We want a reasonable, you know, 2%. I think the last year of Trump was like 1.4% inflation in his first term. We went from that to 25% under Biden over 4 years. So we are, you know, we are poised. It's a big ship that you're turning around. And the fact that President Trump has been able to do this in short period of time is miraculous too.
Absolutely. Greg, thank you very much. Where do we find all things the Pennsylvania GOP? Where do people go?
PAGOP.org. PAGOP.org. And thank you. I appreciate all you do and your listeners, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Greg. Same to you. Thanks for coming on today, Chairman Rothman. Thank you very much. All right, there's Greg Rothman here. President Trump, it's announced now, major address tomorrow night to the nation, prime time, rare, pretty rare. I'd have to see how many times he's done it. Here's the bottom line. What do you want him to say? What I want is, and I'll be as explicit as I can, I want more of what I saw with J.D. Vance today. It's boring. I want a rally. You can do that at the rally. Plenty of time, entertaining. He's most entertaining president ever, arguably. Versus Joe Biden. Come on. But Vance hit it out of the park today on the stuff that he, and giving the intermediate goal, you're going to see this stuff when we get into tax season. There you go. That's the type of thing that I want to see. How about you? What do you want to hear from him? 855-839-1210. You get on board. By the way, Susie Wiles in the news, this is bubbling up. I'm not going to move away from it. I'm surprised she usually keeps a low key. She gave an interview to Vanity Fair. And in there, I do believe, despite, you know, there might be context, J.D. Vance as a conspiracy theorist, he did a good job when asked about this today and talked about COVID. Was that a conspiracy? She went after Pam Bondi, and you can tell that this has not been a good moment, because the White House now going to pull back on interviews with the so-called mainstream media. Hey, give us the interviews. I mean, come on, talk radio more is one solution to this, particularly here in Pennsylvania. Shameless plug, Dom, for all of us here at Talk Radio 1210. All right, but right now it is time for...
It's Dom. Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
And of course, Money Melody is so important. It has a big sponsor. It's sponsored by Navy League Philadelphia, where I saw the Army-Navy game. Awesome to learn more about the Navy League, NavyLeaguePhilly.org. You ought to consider joining. At least go there, NavyLeaguePhilly.org. see all they do to support our local Sea Service members. We're going to be playing some of their stories coming up. I was floored with a guy who served in Somalia, or the guy who was a long snapper in the Army-Navy game. Something about the long snapper. Go to NavyLeaguePhilly.org. Tom Metzger and everybody there does a great job. All right, Henry, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom, so for the side question today, we're asking for that second most famous quote from a movie, or a movie, or a quote you think from a movie that rivals the quote that everyone would know from it. So that inspired me. Given the time of season and this side question, I thought I'd play a soundtrack from a Christmas movie. So I want to know the name of the movie in which I'm playing the score from. And I'm going to give you a quote from this movie, my favorite quote, not necessarily the most famous quote from this Christmas movie, but the quote I like the best. And that would be, "Don't buy drugs, become a pop star, and they give you them for free." So,
all right.
So that is my Christmas movie quote. I want to know the name of this Christmas movie, and I'm going to play you the score of that movie right here. "Don't buy drugs, become a pop star, and they give you them for free." Want to know the name of this movie here?
All right, that's what we're looking for, and we are playing for a pair of tickets to see the great Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra Philly Sports put to music on Saturday, February 21st, 8 p.m. at the Broadway Theater of Pittman. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com. Coming up to Newman Price Waterhouse on Twitter has this from 145. The analytics of people voting in this. In other words, where are some of these people? Some of them are in Los Angeles. What the heck's happening here?
All right.
That tells me these people are reaching people around the globe. I don't know.
There's some fishiness.
Yes. Newman Price Waterhouse. So
well, that's what I'm saying. The VPN.
Yeah.
You can say your VPN's in L.A.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Let's get him on tomorrow. We'll need some time to see how this ends up today. We'll get him on tomorrow. But people voting from Alexandria. That's where Martha Raddatz lives. I think that's a fake vote. Right there, whoever voted from there. I don't trust Alexandria.
You hear yourself?
All right. 855-839-1210. You can get us. Is that Martha Raddatz voting in this, trying to throw it off? Henry, give me a couple quick results here, if you have them in front of you. Who's ahead in the Upper Darby race?
Yeah, let's take a look here. Drew of Upper Darby still has a slight lead over Zenos.
Over Zenos. Yeah. All right, Zenos will be calling in, and Drew probably too. Okay.
And Joe of Exton and Earl of Tacony are putting up fights, but they're still a ways back. And then Robert is just, taking Gary to the woodshed.
Gary. Come on, Gary of Newtown voters. We want to a race here to report tomorrow. Remember, all this goes to Friday, and then we'll have the final four Monday. Okay, 855-839-1210. Give us your guess. Get on board here. Get to go to the Joe Conklin event. All that coming up on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, so let's hear the clue, Henry, and tell us what we're looking for again.
Yeah, we want the name of the movie here.
Right.
Plenty of the soundtrack. Want the name of the movie here.
All right. Let's go to Alice in Maple Shade. Hello, Alice. What's the name of the movie?
Hey, Dom. Is it Love Actually?
Very nice.
All right, there we go. Pretty contemporary.
Yeah.
And that choice, again, was driven by?
You know, we're talking about movie quotes and soundtracks.
Right, right.
And I'd say you could either pick whatever the most quotable line is. It's, if you look for it, I've got a sneaky feeling that you'll find that Love Actually is all around. Or if you want to go with the silent line that was never actually delivered but more read, it's, to me, you are perfect, which is done by the character Mark over via cue cards. So take your pick. But my favorite is Billy Mack saying, "Hiya, kids. Here's an important message from your Uncle Bill. Don't buy drugs. Become a pop star, and they give you them for free." So
that's a pretty good line.
Yeah.
Okay. All this started because I think the line is the Code Red line in A Few Good Men. Rob Reiner, the director, versus the line that's often quoted. That's what we're looking for. I'm sure you have one. Think of a film you really like. 855-839-1210. In the wake of what I said about J.D. Vance, this is cut 8. Here's Secretary Bessent, Treasury Secretary Bessent. And what I like that Vance did today, I'm not putting on the pom-poms and shaving the legs and cheerleading, just to do that, okay? Can't deny that affordability is all the Democrats have, the word, the watchword. And we can critique it as we just did with Greg Rothman and say they're the ones that caused this. In complete agreement, okay? But we got to win. And I like what he said about winning. That's the Pressler way. Is that something you would do? People that you meet that still, I can't vote by mail, they'll steal my vote, it's a scam and all that. Okay, we're going to keep losing here. You heard what he's adopting as the watchword, and we've talked about Pressler with this. You can go and vote in person, mail in, at the county office or a number of offices, have it registered, or Presler talked about, you can still go then and show and vote on election day. We've been through the process a million times. We just got to convince people, not going to win if we just show up and vote on election day. That is a losing proposition. Here's Besant, though, talking about what people in America are going to see. You got to deliver on this now. Working class Americans will receive tax refunds up to $2,000 in 2026. Here's Besant.
See all the data. What can you tell us about the upcoming tax season and what we're going to see in terms of our returns?
Yeah, so Maria, let's go back. The one big beautiful bill was passed on July 4th, but for working Americans, it was retroactive to the beginning of the year. Most taxpayers did not change their withholding. So as a result, we're going to see very substantial $100 to $150 billion of refunds in the first quarter go directly to Americans' pockets. So the sooner they file, the sooner they'll get them. Our estimate is it could be $1,000, $2,000 per household, depending on the number of workers.
Wow, that is a big deal. So, Secretary, you've talked about this additional money from the tax code that we're getting. You talked about the impact of the Big Beautiful Bill. Sounds like you think we're going to get a real economic boost for the macro story in the first or second quarter. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I think it's going to they start lifting off in the first quarter and the second quarter. And, you know, Maria, the other thing, when I started my career on Wall Street in the 80s, people used to focus on trade. Were we building more in the U.S. or were we importing more? We're seeing the trade deficit drop, too. So the trade deficit drop means more production in the U.S. So I think that's something that economists are going to have to start looking again, thanks to President Trump after 40 years.
Well,
okay, all that, he used the word there, macro. He did talk about the micro. That's what people, the average person, wants to see. That's one part of it. The coalition had said, give Trump a chance. It's abusive under Biden, and Kamala Harris is the worst, even worse. Okay, the other part of that are the Trump voters that just love to show up and vote when Trump is on the ticket. What I hope tomorrow night, and again, don't think he's going to do it. All right. Frustrating. President Trump from the Oval Office is going to address the country. And part of it is going to be he's going to talk about the bottom line of how great this whole thing is in the first year. And there's a lot to talk about. Okay. The thing that I want to hear, though, is moving forward, what's going to happen that affects the average American? And then the Trump voter. He doesn't have to call them the Trump voter. Okay. Doesn't have to do that. Doesn't have to go down that, whatever he wants to address. But he's got to more directly talk about the idea that if we don't do this, if you don't come out and vote, you know, he talks about Trump voters. You got to support Trump, et cetera. And there's got to be some catchphrase, something new, something we're going to say again and again and again. It's going to motivate those Trump voters who only want to vote when he's on the ballot. If that happens again, it makes it very difficult race by race. That's the bottom line. I don't want to be coming back in November, not even a year from now. I don't want to be sitting there quarterbacking the midterms and hearing people nationally saying they've won the House. Now, it won't be at 840. If it's that, my God. You don't know how shocked I was that Mikey Sherrill is governor. If it had happened at the end of the night, I was preparing myself. I'd been on the air during that when Mitt Romney lost to Obama pretty early on. You know, if it were around 11 o'clock, 11:30, that would have been tough. Everything figured. But 8:43? What? And affordability? But that's the word they're going to run with. And I got to say, looking at this now, because I want to win, not just wish it away, for them and their advantage in the media, using affordability is exactly what they ought to be doing. Because they're going to get away with it from the media. It gives them something. What else do they have other than we hate Trump? And that part is solid, too. They're seething. They want to tear him apart. They just can't control themselves. And I think that's going to be there in the midterms. I think they're going to come out just like they did during this. They're not going to give up on this. So these Republicans have to deal with that. There's one guy in America that can turn out a countervailing force, the Trump voter that's reluctant. That's President Trump. That's what I want to hear tomorrow night. What do you want to hear tomorrow night? Or do you want to be, I heard today some people on YouTube saying, you know, it takes a long time to turn the economy around. What are these people talking about? Okay, we all know rationality. I'm talking about winning, though. If you think that's going to win, I don't think it's going to win. So we're going to see. Well, I hope I'm not right, but I know I'm right. I know I'm right because I've seen what's at play with the media, etc. And that's what's going to happen. Tomorrow night, the president needs to use that bully pulpit, talk about what he's done, talk about what's on the way. And he only needs one thing from you, just to show up and vote. Is that too hard? Is that too difficult? If you can't do that, then what good are you? I mean that. What good are you if you can't show up and vote? I'd have nothing to do with a person. I didn't vote. Okay, good night, everybody. I don't want to hear you. I don't want to hear you on anything. If you don't show up and vote in advance, mail in, all the things that are done, I don't want to hear you on anything else. You're dead. That's it. Now, president can't say that. Trump did that. I go out, bro, let's go out and celebrate. But it's 10 o'clock at night. Yes, I love it. I come on the next day, I just play it 500 times. You're dead to me if you don't show up and vote. Well, you can't say that. That's insulting to these voters. They deserve to be insulted. If you don't show up and vote, you deserve to be insulted. Can't do that from the Oval Office. Ah, Trump does what he wants. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, I don't know. Oh, well, I know the what I think is the iconic line from Hoosiers is in the huddle when the coach thinks, oh, we're going to use trickery here. We're going to fake Jimmy taking the final shot.
And everyone looks up in disgust.
Yeah, like, what the hell is he talking about, you know? I know that Gene Hackman had trouble saying those lines. Like, hey, that doesn't follow what this coach would be thinking. Man, hey, we're a little bit off on that. But what's the secondary line from there?
Wait, so you're saying I'll make it is the line, right?
Yeah, okay. Or the build-up. Yeah, the rejection by the team, if you will. Yeah, and then him breaking the ice and saying, yeah, I'll make it.
I'll make it.
Yeah.
Maybe when he stands up for the coach, he goes to the town meeting, he's like, oh, yeah,
oh,
one
right.
more thing.
Oh, that's right.
You know, coach stays, I stays. He goes, I go.
That is a great – I'm trying to think if there's a good Dennis Hopper line there. They make him kind of
Don't
bizarre.
Don't get caught watching the paint dry.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The picket fence.
Yeah.
A lot of picket fencery in that line. That's right. Dennis Hopper as the genius defensive coach. Well, I'm not sure what he
when he's sober.
When he's sober, and even then, oh man, back then they put you in the white suit and the whole thing. All right, Bill in Bucks County next. Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill.
Hi there, Dom. How are you?
Good.
Good to call you on Monday. I just wanted to echo Senator Rossman's account of mail-ins. Mail-ins is what gets us every election.
Yep.
It truly does. I mean, I was just looking at the official returns here in Bucks County, and election day, all of the Republicans won. When the final mail-ins came out, you know, there were 50,000 Democrat mail-ins and 24,000 Republicans. And you know what happens from there. So
yeah, and we've given people psychologically, that's Scott Presler and Rothman has been on this, mail-in balloting early, but do it right there. It's just like showing up and voting.
You can't do that. You gotta have the committee people knock on the doors, get people to sign up for these applications. You can't. There's not enough people that could stand in line at the Bucks County Board of Elections. There's not enough time, enough days. Enough thousands.
Well, that too.
50,000 voters.
Yeah, that too. The volunteer, that's Presler and people like that, and the committees, they have to do that. But I'm saying, psychologically, we're trying to take away the resistance to this. And it doesn't help when prominent Republicans still rein on it. They don't want to win then.
Well, I mean, there's still reluctance of the voters to embrace the mail-ins. They just don't do it. I don't know why they don't do it. The administration itself, you know, still is skeptical about mail-ins, as you know. Just a few months ago, they talked about it again.
And I realize we have to overcome that. And my mission, my trump card is always to say, I don't care what your objections are. I want to win. You apparently don't. Let's start from there.
Well, it's up to the county committees and the county and the townships and the boroughs through Bucks County and all the rest of the counties out here to knock on the doors, GOTV, get out the vote. That's their deal. And if you can't, you know, they got to go. They should carry, you know, the Democrats are carrying applications with them when they knock on doors.
Well, we know that.
Aren't.
They do that in previous elections. On the election day, they register for the next election. Yep. Well, right. Well, this is, we're all in agreement. So, Bill, what's your side today?
My side is Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Right.
He's chopping down the door. He makes a hole in it, in the bathroom, and he sticks his head through and he says, "Here's Johnny."
All right, but what's the that's the iconic line.
And then there's the I believe he's the chef at the end of the movie. He comes in and he says, "Hello? Anybody here?"
All right. Thank you. Okay. This has worked so far. I know this was a hard one. So the iconic line here, Johnny, we're looking for the line that rivals it in the film. All
I think
right,
I might have done like, "Give me the bat," and like the screaming. Just
yes. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So you had a good start. We got the iconic line. We're looking for the other one, which is a little bit harder. And you might say it's better. That's my thing with A Few Good Men.
Red Rum.
All right. All right. Hit us with that. It's a lightning round. We want to get your name into the hat. And Henry, any updates on the figures so far? Yeah, since we're getting voters, at least they're somehow or another making us believe they're from New Haven and Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I know Newman Price Waterhouse tomorrow will give us all the ins and outs of how that's working. All right. The first race, the Upper Darby race.
Yeah, yeah, Upper Darby. It's still very tight. Drew of Upper Darby has the ever so slightly lead.
Okay.
But I will say this. Gary in Newtown is catching up with Robert.
It seems like,
you know, he heard us. It's like, yeah, got to get the voters out there. He's got to start, you know, prospecting. Right. He might have been doing that. So he's cut it closer. Robert's still got a good lead, but it's been closer. While, Joe of Columbus is still taking Joe out for Joe of Exton, and David Lexton still beating up Earl of Tacony. So that's the stand. Yeah,
Earl got to get the Tacony voters going there. He's on the line.
Yeah, they're both getting doubled up right now.
Oh my God!
It's early though. It's early. Plenty of time.
Yeah, but people are voting from around the globe. Sort of, we think here. We'll look into that.
Coast to coast.
Coast to coast. 855-839-1210. Lightning round next.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Okay, be ready. I'm going to try to go to some of the principals in the voting here first to make sure we give them a shot. Let's go to Drew in Upper Darby. Drew, you're doing great so far. Keep it up, even though you're only half Greek.
Yeah, that's right. You know, thanks, Tom. You know, I'm up against a tough cat, man. Zeno's has a lot of charisma. He's probably going to pull a Dave Waddle on me, man. He's got that kick at the end, you know?
But, all right, well, we have until Friday. The voting going on, and Henry will tell everyone how they can go and vote before the end of the show. All right.
I thank Henry for all his hard work. Hey, Diamond, in this movie, there's so many lines. I don't know which one's the iconic line, but one of the lines in the movie, "One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest," is when R.P. McMurphy, who's Jack Nicholson, when they're laying him down, you know, on the bed so they can give him the electric shock therapy, they put all that gunk on his head, and he says, "A little dabble, do you?" And then the other line is when he's sitting there with the chief, you know, and he offers the chief a piece of gum, and the chief gets the gum, he looks at it, and he says, "Juicy fruit." That's where she's got everyone tripped.
Thank you,
thanks,
Drew.
I appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Zenos. That's a heck of a call today.
What a swing.
That's pretty good. That really, yeah. I don't know that line. I like the fight with the nurse. Oh, my God. Yeah. One of the greatest fight scenes ever.
That could be the iconic line. You know?
Yeah, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty pronunciation.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. Zenos, also in Upper Darby. Boy, we're big in Upper Darby. All right, Zenos, what's yours?
Yes, we are, Dom, and Drew. He's got this one beat, but mine is more with the Sullivan brothers when the father's coming home from work and he sees the naval, you know, the cars there. He walks in the house and there's two officers, and he goes, "All right, which one?" And the two officers looked at each other. He goes, "All five of them."
Okay, that's an iconic line, you think, in that. What's the
one? Yeah, it was. In the movie goes back, I think, to 1943. It's an intense movie. I cannot watch the end of it. And, well, Dom, one thing I do have to agree with you. These people that complain and complain and complain and don't vote, that's on them. I've been voting ever since they turned to 18 and never missed one.
I bet that's true. Thank you, Zenos. Laurie and Ringo's. Boy, Laurie, you're off today or whatever. Thanks for joining us. What do you have?
Hey, okay, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Of course, the classic line is Ben Stein, the teacher, from Bueller.
Right.
But the runner-up is Cameron, Ferris Bueller's friend, talking to the principal over the phone, impersonating Cameron's dad, going, Rooney! that is a classic great line around my house. We always go around yelling, Rooney!
Hey, Laurie, how are things with you?
Excellent. Yes, I have one of the three kids that's home from their various things that they're doing, and the other two will be here by the end of the week. So, yay!
Good. That's good, Laurie. Great to hear from you, as always. Thank you, Laurie, very much. All right, the Earl of Tacony ends it here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Earl, anything to the electorate?
I would think that age, experience, and guile would defeat youth, but I always have the fact that I'm still undefeated in the call category with 3,216. So I don't think anyone's going to catch up with that one.
You might be the only 3,000 caller that we have who have to look
right
at that. All right, so Earl, what's your answer today?
I need to get a life and more friends, but my answer is from the movie RoboCop. Everyone knows the line, dead or alive, you're coming with me, or I'd buy that for a dollar. But my favorite line refers to government and corporations, where he goes and said, we had guaranteed government contracts, renovation projects, spare parts for 5 years. Who cared if it worked or not? And then Bob Morton replies, well, the old man thought it was kind of important, Dick.
All right. Thank you very much, Earl. All right, Kirk. These turned out to be pretty good.
Yeah,
today, but
and you
it
know
was
what?
A little bit harder it, than yeah.
Yeah, it was really, really hard. Right. So I'm going to go with Drew with the juicy fruit.
Those were good lines in the film. The call was untoppable, but is it as good as somebody else in the movie? Who did you like, Henry?
Yeah, so I second that. I thought Drew's call was great. I also thought Laurie and Ringo's call was great. You know, the Rooney.
Yeah.
And then towards the top of the show, Gary in Newtown with his call and Jerry Maguire and everything. You had me at hello and show
the way
me the money.
He put it in there. Yeah. I think Drew.
Yep.
Yeah. He got the point. Yes. He was on it. Laurie, very close second, though.
Yep.
We'll do it all tomorrow. Think an act of defiance is what we have. We'll explain tomorrow why we are noodling that one. Today was hard, but people came through big time. And Newman Price Waterhouse will be with us tomorrow. He's got the display up saying people are voting from L.A. and New Haven.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see from China yet. That's what I'm going to get worried.
That's when we know VPNs.
If Beijing or whatever they're calling it now, Beijing, Peking, something like that. All right, big show tomorrow. The president tomorrow addresses the nation. We'll have a lot more on that. Way to go, J.D. Vance, today, though. Great stuff. Rich Cioli is next with four big hours right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.